Summer European delicacy will finally appear in classy restaurants and delicatessens on this side of the Atlantic at around $100 a pound. Jamón Ibérico is one of the world's priciest meats. The ham comes from acorn-fed, free-roaming Iberian pigs. As Jerome Sokolowski reports, the traditions surrounding how the animals are raised go back centuries.
A litter of Iberian piglets huddles on a farm outside La Alberca, a village in western Spain. In a few months, they'll be released from their pens. And like these older pigs, the Ibericos will roam these hills dotted with acorns that have fallen from the Mediterranean oaks. This landscape is known as La Dehesa. It's unique to the sparsely populated regions of western Spain and the only place where the exclusive bellota ham, which comes from acorn-fed Iberian pigs, can be produced. Each pig that's raised on acorns gets more than an acre of land to himself to forage for the nuts. Farmers say the acorns and the idyllic lifestyle are what give the bellota ham its exquisite taste. 82-year-old Fermín Martín started raising Ibericos back in the 50s. He calls to several pigs playing on a distant hill. They're like children. When it's nice out, they go out to play and run about in the mud, he says. Fermín Martín is the founder of Embutidos y Jamones Fermín, literally Fermín Hams and Cold Cuts. It runs the first slaughterhouse in Spain to be certified to export Iberian ham to the United States. Every morning at 6:15, the idyllic life for several hundred Iberian pigs comes to an abrupt end here in La Alberca. The pigs are herded into the slaughterhouse, where they're electrocuted. The carcasses are cleaned and taken to a brand new quartering chamber, which is sealed with a hydraulic steel door. Inside, about a dozen workers in white lab coats, hairnets, and gloves separate the meat with long, sharp knives. Until recently, Iberian ham could not be imported to the U.S. because of a fundamental difference in approach. The Americans demanded the highest standards of hygiene at the slaughterhouse, and it took 10 years to bring this plant up to those standards. The traditional Spanish approach was to let the curing process destroy any pathogens in the meat. After all, says Carlos Davila, the quality control manager at Fermín Hams, plenty of people in rural Spain still slaughter pigs at home the old-fashioned way.
Vienen un montón de vecinos, todos tocan con las manos la carne. El proceso de curación es buenísimo para eliminar.
Lots of neighbors come and everybody touches the meat with their hands. But then it's cured and it's okay. People eat meat like this all the time and nothing happens to them, he says. Jamones Fermín has already started exporting Iberian pork shoulders and sausages to the United States, but the hams have to be cured by leaving them to hang in cool, dry attics for about 3 years. They'll be ready for export this summer, and it seems like everyone in this village is excited about that. At a recent pig festival here in La Alberca, Fermín Martín was the man of honor. He and other villagers dressed up in traditional costumes with bandanas tied around their heads and rows of medallions hanging from their vests. As they feasted on pork in the village square, with its medieval stone buildings reinforced by thick wooden beams, it almost looked like time had stood still here in La Alberca. The highlight of the festival was when a pig nicknamed El Marrano was released onto the streets.
¡Viva el Marrano de San Antón!
The festival is a throwback to the time when Jews or Muslims who tried to escape the Spanish Inquisition would try to prove their outward conversion to Christianity by making a show of eating pork. 5 centuries later, everyone in La Alberca loves pigs. And the Marrano de San Antón is not taunted like the bulls running in Pamplona. Here, legend has it that anyone who's cruel to the animal will be cursed. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in La Alberca, Spain.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.